This is an uncensored podcast about sex, sexuality, gender, and body stuff. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are solely those of the person or persons sharing them. Some names have been changed to protect the anonymity of its participants. It is me, Drew Michael, and this is Make Sex With Me in the car. We're on our way to Walmart Let's talk about that in a second, but I'm in the car with my friend.
Yeah.
Nevaeh's back. Hi. Nevaeh's not been on the show since we went to Atlanta last, and that was like...
It was like a year ago.
It was literally like a year ago.
Like, exactly, I think, almost.
Well, we went in February.
Which it is. Which it is not.
Do you want to hear something crazy? I don't know if I talked about this on the pod or not, but February... It's hard to say now. February, with a silent R, comes from, I think... the Latin or Greek februar, and a long time ago, februar literally means to whip. This is random. It means to whip like a virgin girl with the skin of a sheep.
Oh my god.
And there was like some kind of like old pagan festival that happened in the time around February. Where they would do that, or I don't know if it was a virgin or a pregnant woman. I think it was just a woman, and it was like, they believed that, like, whipping her with sheepskin would increase fertility. So she loved it. She was all about it. I'm not sure what that feels like. I don't know how, if it was, like, shredded strips of, like, sheepskin that was... I don't know if it was preserved or just bloody and dripping. I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, I learned that on a podcast about St. Valentine. Is that true? Yes. There's a podcast that I've been listening to called Red Handed, and they did the history of St. Valentine. And we don't know who St. Valentine is named. Like, we don't know who Valentine's Day is named after. It could be... like three different people named Valentine that were sainted, or they were martyred. They weren't sainted, but one of them got sainted, allegedly. Anyway, so that was a run-on. Before we get going, just to remind everyone, please like, rate, review, subscribe to the pod. We need your help to keep us going. We're gonna keep recording anyway, but please, we'd love to have a paycheck one day, and the more we can do this and not have to do other jobs that we don't like, the better this podcast can be. So there's that. We can travel to other places besides Walmart.
Yes.
Yeah, but so we're going to Walmart. We're not really sure why. There was something I wanted that I haven't said. I don't remember though. I want to get a towel thingy.
Oh, a toilet brush.
We need to get a toilet brush. That's been on the list forever.
I need protein bars.
You need protein bars. I need something. I usually go to the other Walmart, which is in town. And almost every time I go to that Walmart, I get like black guy hits on me, and it doesn't have to be a black guy, but it always has been. What is the word when somebody wants just to, like, have sex with you?
Bamboozled?
No.
Correct.
I get, God, I've been, like, not able to think of words. Oh, I don't think
I feel like I know what you're talking about.
You know?
It's like that word. Yeah.
Prospected? No. I get asked to have sex. And then, or it's like,
propositioned.
Propositioned.
Yeah.
Yes. They ask for my number, they give me their number. Yeah. It doesn't have to be for sex, but I'm assuming it's sex. Oh, it also happened once in Publix, but this guy was like, oh man, you have such a fat ass. I was wearing pink sweat shorts, and I was like, well, it's the sweat shorts, but I also do kind of have a fat ass. Anyway.
Did he say that you had a fat ass, like, in a good way or a bad way?
He liked it, yeah. But he was not out, and he, like, had this whole thing. He had to be, like, super secret. Like, he pulled me down an aisle. Not, like, pulled me, but he was like, come over here. And then, for some reason, aisle 7 was, like, secret.
It was
not popping. He was like, here, come on, come down aisle 7. They're next to the baby pacifiers, and I'll tell you that you have a fat ass, and I really like it, and we should have sex.
In aisle 7?
No, but I mean, eventually, he just couldn't tell me in the produce, because he would have, you know, the bananas were at risk of bruising with that kind of verbiage. Yeah. I don't know. But anyway, so I've had good luck in Walmart, too. And, so we're going to Walmart, but I don't think I'm going to have as much luck in this Walmart. This Walmart is full of, like, retirees from New Jersey.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
The last time I went to this Walmart, I was walking and I looked at a guy and then I literally ran my car into a rack of wine. And this was, like, the week I moved here, so I, for one, had already passed the Walmart twice and had to do loops, like, around the whole neighborhood because I somehow missed it twice. And finally get in there. I have no idea where I am. You think that all the Walmarts look exactly the same, but they don't. And then you just feel so out of it. And then
they look just enough the same and then slightly different that you feel like you're losing your mind.
Yeah, it's like you're in a bad dream where you thought you knew where something was, and it's not there.
And you run into all the Prosecco with your car.
Yeah, and they fall on the ground.
It's not your fault.
And then
it's their fault.
You try to ask somebody, what do I do? And they say, I don't know, you need to tell someone. And I was like, all right, woman, I'm telling you. Anyways.
Wait, the woman that worked there was like, you need to tell someone?
No, like a customer.
Oh.
I was like, what do I do? I was like, I was so embarrassed. I was shaking because I was like, please don't kick me out of your town. Like, I just moved here. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where I am. I just need a bottle of wine. No. Oh, yeah. It was, yeah. They didn't make me pay for it either.
Well,
but
no. They don't own it. They don't push it.
But now they know me as the girl who broke all the wine.
Well, I hope we run into somebody who was there for that. I'd like to ask them about it. And also now you're probably on the People of Walmart website.
Except I hope I looked a little better. I don't know.
Oh, probably.
I hope my outfit was a little better.
I mean, probably.
My life is just a mess.
Although the outfits that they wore when People of Walmart became really big are probably, like, really trendy now. Like, leopard pants with, like stretch velvet and, like, too low to where your, like, red thong is showing. Like, that's super in right now. A couple of things changed when I moved here. I started shopping at Walmart, and I started eating fast food. Like, I never did these things in New York, because, well, for one, fast food's gross in New York, but, also, I was like, I don't believe in McDonald's, I don't believe in Walmart, I don't believe in, like, huge corporate, you know, businesses and whatever. But anyway, now I do. I passed Walmart.
I don't think you did.
I think I did. I need to, like, get over.
I think it's on the left. Oh, I don't know. I'm not from here, so don't ask me.
No, I think I did. I might have to Google it.
I know we don't. I can't. I don't
have
my phone.
Oh, you don't have your phone. My God, yeah. I can't believe we're going to Walmart. You don't have your phone.
I know.
I probably needed to exit there, because I feel like we have not stopped. But we'll get over it. It's okay. We'll find it. Yeah, so now I do these things. I'm a Walmart shopper, and it's mainly because I have accepted that I don't have enough money to not shop at places like Walmart, and sometimes I eat Chick-fil-A. I've told myself I was gonna boycott Chick-fil-A so many times.
Then you tried their chicken sandwich and it was like, oh,
so good.
Darn it.
Now they're doing the cauliflower. I fucking can't.
Oh God.
So Nevaeh, you just moved here. How are you enjoying it?
I love it. I love it so much.
You love it. You love the beach.
I do. The only thing I don't love is not having a job. And I don't know why I thought I was gonna come here and like get hired in 3 seconds. But that's a whole other story, but I do have an interview, so that's
okay. You can also go to Target.
Yes, Target.
Wait, should we go to Walmart or Target?
I don't know, we should go to both.
Oh, okay.
We should go to whatever one we see first.
Oh. I mean, I feel like Walmart might have more options and it'd be cheaper.
They definitely will.
Oh, then we have to find it. I know where Target is. So, okay. Well, there's a couple dumb things I want to talk about. So let me tell you about this, and then you can react. Ah! Okay, so there's this girl who I saw on, I can't remember if it was, like, on Snapchat or if it was on, like, I think it was on Snapchat because I watched her. You know, like, how you can watch someone's, like, whole story about something and then, like, there's a million ads in the middle and you're like, oh, great. So, anyway, this girl has become a millionaire by, like, she's basically, like, on OnlyFans and stuff. But she became a millionaire by acting like a dog. And it's, like, a huge fetish. Like, a lot of people really like, they like to watch girls act like dogs.
What?
And it's probably white guys. And they're probably of a certain age. And they're probably bald. But anyway. And they're probably incel. You know about incel?
In jail?
No, in...
They should be in jail.
Incel means,
they don't have...
Intentionally celibate, I think it stands for. Although, I don't think incel guys are intentionally celibate. Maybe I'm getting the words wrong. But celibate, they're celibate, they're basically guys who can't get laid. Straight guys who can't get laid. And they've decided to, like, dislike women for that, and like they hate women, and then they like blame women for all their problems, and then they like treat women really bad, and then they think if they treat women bad, then women will respect them and then date them, and so they're like, that's their whole theory. But anyway, so this girl has made like $1 million a year for like a couple of years, and all she does is like she like crawls around, she barks, she like, oh, I didn't even turn my indicator on. Whoops. I'm like breaking all the laws tonight. I didn't have my headlights on, didn't use my turning indicator. So she wears a collar, she like sticks out her tongue, she like does that little doggy like thing, and like she like eats and drinks out of a bowl on camera, you know, and like
she made $1 million on this.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then
God.
The other thing is that apparently she like really likes it. Like she actually kind of thinks of herself as a dog a lot of the time. And she like really enjoys it. She's like, I'd probably do this even if I wasn't making money. And like I think she did it before. She was on OnlyFans. Also, I wish I knew what her fucking name was. But she doesn't need my help. She's making $1 million. And it just goes to show, like, I mean, like, my roommate in New York was, like, really hard up on money. Well, I mean, I've had a couple roommates like that, but my one roommate, whose name I shall not mention, because she's now, like, doing really well in the world of opera or something. She was, like, couldn't pay her rent for a while, and, like, she had a guy who was, like, I just want you to, like, chew up cereal and then, like, spit it in my mouth, and I'll pay you, like, $300.
What?
And then there was another guy who just, like, wanted to, like, he was like, you're gonna go to this, like, cafe, and you're just gonna, like, let your shoe dangle off the end of your foot while you're sitting at a table, and I'm gonna, like, be in the cafe somewhere, and I'm gonna be watching you, and I'm gonna Venmo you, like, $800 or something.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Where did she find these people?
Like, on the internet. Well, actually, on Craigslist before Trump ruined Craigslist personals, but... So there's a lot of ways to make money, but I'm just like, this girl who has like this doggy thing, she's making bank, and she's been able to like finance like her whole life. Like, she like owns a house. She like obviously has to buy a lot of doggy things for herself. So those are all write-offs. It's like, oops. She's bought way more dog things.
It makes me so frustrated because I'm, like, sitting here broke as a joke. Like, do I need to start selling my feet or something? And then some girl's, like, $1 million in being a dog.
But see, I think that she doesn't have to do anything, like, pornographic because she's found this, like, niche fetish that, like, guys really like. And they're sexual for them, but for her, she's just, like, I'm just a dog.
I'm a dog.
And she's making money. So,
well, how do I dangle my shoe and make $800?
There you go. I mean, you have to find it. Yeah. You just have to find the niche. I also think that, like, I worry about her knees. She's constantly crawling around. And I think
save the knees.
Yeah, save the knees. I think she needs, like, knee pads. She probably has little doggy knee pads. I mean, she does kind of sexualize it. I mean, she's always wearing, like, really, like, kind of see-through, like, yoga tights, and she probably does it with other sexy outfits, too, but, I mean, it is sex work in a way. It's just, like, she doesn't have to do, like, really sexual things. Let's take a break, and we'll go into Target.
I dare be.
Oh. And now we're recording.
Oh, wait, we have bombs.
Oh, yeah, maybe bad.
We should throw our gums away. Otherwise, the whole recording is going to be us chomping on gums.
I know, but this gum is so yummy still.
I know, but no one wants to listen to it.
It's giving me life.
It's giving life.
I mean, just chew it with your mouth closed. Like, don't chew when you're talking.
Okay.
I don't think I can do that.
I don't think you can do that.
Oh, my God. Hold on. I just spit our gum out.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, so we just took a little break.
We had the best break detour ever.
We never went to Walmart. We went to Target and we couldn't stop targeting.
We couldn't.
I farted.
Oh my gosh.
About 38 times.
And he kept on telling me and leaving me there, and I would be like, and I literally was like gonna start gagging. He's halfway across the store.
I need to be taking probiotics.
And then I look like I'm the one that did it, and people are looking at me like, I've got an issue.
Nobody looked at you, but I wish they would have. I'm sure they all knew it was me. I was the one frantically running away from the green cloud. So yeah, we went into Target to find a toilet brush, and
we didn't even get a toilet brush.
We didn't because they were too expensive, but
we bought everything else.
We bought a lot of clothes. So we are loving, I'm loving Target right now. Like, everything was like so like neo-90s, like cute. Like, I got this green, we call it the Velma dress, but it's only because it's green. It's got like like a cutout back, and like it, the sleeves are attached to like this, like there's like a ring for your head to go through, and then the sleeves are attached to that on the top of the shoulder.
Like the shoulder blades were like out a little bit.
Like my whole back is open.
Cute.
And then the bottom has this little scallopy, like silly girly, like skirt fringe.
And it was like form fitting and look bomb.
I had to buy a much smaller size.
It looked so good.
It was bombing.
It was so good.
You got some Barbie sweats.
Yeah, I got everything pretty much the same color. And I got shoes that Drew was like, you don't need these. And I was like, no, I don't. But I
You got
them.
Like a gladiator heel, we're going to call it.
Yeah.
Because they laced up like. How many times did they wind around your lower leg before?
Oh, do we need Chick-fil-A? No, we don't need Chick-fil-A.
We can't. We've already gone. Yeah. We didn't go to Walmart, so. I feel like I've been sucking on a pollen-covered retail finger. I'm just like, we're really tired. I'm so tired.
I know. I am so exhausted.
We walked around Target like 4 times.
We definitely got our steps in, so there's that.
Oh, yes. But I was just like loving that there was like, I mean, yes, of course. Like I was like saying that there's like so many leftover small sizes because like no one can fit into them, but. There's still, like, some really cute options for bigger-sized people and fuller-sized people. And I just felt, like, really queer, like, accepted in the in Target. Not by anyone shopping there. Literally not by anyone shopping there.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe a couple of the people working there. One girl and I, like, had a moment. I also ran into people I knew, fucking course. But yeah, we were just having so much fun. We were like living our best.
It was so fun.
Euphoria.
I felt like we literally owned Target in that moment.
I felt like I was living in euphoria.
Yeah.
And that's all I've ever wanted. And I didn't have to do any drugs. We're going to talk about our sex accidents.
Da-na-na-na.
But do you want me to tell you mine first? I mean, I could always offer up my story and then you could tell me your story.
I mean, whatever you
Both stories involve trips to the ER.
Yeah.
And, so my story was when I lived in New York. And I've actually talked about my story on the podcast before, but I could talk about it a little bit again. But I actually think of it as, like, sexual assault a little bit. Like, it's, like, really weird. And so I don't have a hard time talking about it, but it is weird. And then I start to think about it like a sexual assault, and I'm like, oh. Because sometimes, like, things happen to you, and you discount them, and you don't, like, think that it was what it was. But, you know, because it's not, I don't feel like I got raped, but I was like, it was really weird. Also, I've had rapey scenarios, like, where I was, like, having sex with someone, and I was like, I'm done, and they were like, nope, we're still going, and I was like, nope, I'm done, they said, and they're like, come on, and I'm like, nope, we're done, like, I had to tell you 3 times, like, we're very done, but anyway, so I was at a gym, and I was in a sauna, and I was like, this really hot guy was in there, and I thought he was into me, and we were like, cruising, we were about to do stuff in the sauna, and then at one point when like things were hot and heavy, he reached over and grabbed my winky really hard and like squeezed it, and like it hurt a lot, like he was like squeezing as hard as he could, and it started to like break blood vessels.
Oh my God.
And it like he let go, and I instantly, like, looked down and was like, oh my God, like, things are turning purple, and, like, I think you broke it. Like, I was, like, really freaked out, and I just went, like, and then he kind of looked at me like he was really happy he hurt me. Like, that was his intent all along. It was really weird. Like, he looked like maybe he was possessed by the devil.
Oh my God.
And then I ran out of the, I didn't run out of the sauna, but I was like, I gotta go. and I left the sauna and I like went into the shower and was like looking at myself and I was like, what the fuck just happened? And what is going on now? Like, what's happening? Like, what do I do? And so I went to an ER and I called a friend, my friend TJ, and because I like didn't want to tell anyone that I like knew really well, because like I had a feeling that a lot of my best friends would, I don't know why, but I kind of felt like they would have told me that I shouldn't have like been doing what I was doing, or like I put myself in harm's way, or like I was, it was like blamed me for it, not like knowingly blaming me for it, but they would have been like, you were being slutty, or you shouldn't have done what you were doing, you put yourself in harm's way. So I was like, I don't want to tell any of them, I don't want them to tell me like, we told you so. So I just didn't tell any of them. And then I told this friend of mine who was really sex positive and really slutty and wasn't that close to me, but because I felt like I had to tell somebody, like I was like, what just happened? And then he was like really nice and he was like, I can't believe that happened, I'm so sorry that happened to you. He was so awesome. And then I was like, I'm going to the ER, and he was like, okay, great, let me know like what they say. And so I went to the ER and then waited there for so long because it takes forever to do anything in the ER.
Yeah.
And then they told me that it was probably fine, but that like, what did they tell me? I don't know, like I needed to ice it.
Really?
No, maybe I didn't have to ice it. But they probably said like don't do anything for a while, like don't do rest. Any sexual things for a while. I was like, well, what about just things that happen when I'm sleeping? And they're like, well, that's probably fine, but just like don't do anything much, like just kind of chill out for like a couple weeks. And I was like, okay. And they were like, and let us know if like you have any trouble with anything in the future with like erection, or like let us know if like the bruising, like the bruising should clear up, but it's gonna look pretty gnarly for a while.
Oh my god.
I was like, oh my god. And so that was that. And it was like,
I can't believe you didn't pass out when this guy did that.
I didn't pass out, but I was like trying to remove his hand, and I was like kind of hitting his hand, and like I couldn't get his hand off me. He was like, it was like the jaws of life on my winky. It's really weird.
It's so messed up.
I know. I feel really like,
what kind of person does that?
Vulnerable right now. I don't know. I really don't know. I feel like some people get really, they enjoy hurting people, and that's like what makes them happy, and it's definitely not okay, but it's like, I don't know.
So did you feel like
this is my car backing up.
We're gonna explode. Was it weird when you had this realization that your like sexual life could be changed forever? Like, you know, because you get that fear when something like this happens to you that you never thought would happen to you, and then all of a sudden you like are like, oh my god, is this gonna literally change my sex life forever? Or like, you know, because you always like think of extremes.
Yeah, I mean, it does. Like, it was literally like, yeah, it did. It did in the moment, like, because it, I was doing something I really enjoyed doing, and I was like, I'm not willing to lose, like, at this point in my life, I'm not willing to lose that kind of enjoyment, because, like,
mm-hmm.
And then I was like, obviously, I was freaked out that something was wrong with it. Like, it was, it, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, it's also weird, because, like, humans, I think in our society, like, we have these body parts, and we're not even, like, taught what they are made up of. So like we don't even understand like what it is, and how, like, if it's injured, like how it's injured, or like what's injured about it, like
mm-hmm.
like, and I mean the penis is a lot simpler than the vagina, but like I don't even really know what my penis is made up of. I've seen diagrams, but it looks like a circle with some circles inside of it. It's like a Venn diagram inside itself. It's like, what, that's in me. Like, it's hard to understand. So I don't know.
Yeah, or like the fact that it can actually heal. Like, that's what's really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely, like, I knew, well, in high school there was a girl, the rumor was that, okay, so there's this girl and her boyfriend, and the rumor was that, like, one time she was, like, on top, and she did something weird, and everyone said it broke his penis, and since I was, like, in high school, like, I thought that his penis had, like, split in half. I was like, why did it happen? But I think it just, like, it bent something in the wrong way. Like, she slipped and fell, and it bent it, and it was, like, it maybe, like, damaged the tendon. Because there is actually a tendon that keeps the penis, like, going straight forward and up. And, like when people get, there's a surgery where they cut that tendon so that it looks like your penis is, like, an inch longer. But then the penis will never go straight up or forward again. It'll always just go down when it's erect. But I think maybe something happened to that tendon. So he was out of commission for, like, a while. And,
oh my God.
I mean, we were in high school, so probably a lot of adults in his life were happy about that. But, yeah, so I didn't think that happened to me, but I was, like, I didn't know what it was. It was, like, really weird.
Yeah. There was this girl in my art class back in high school, and so this is, like, her story I thought was gonna happen to me, basically, when my whole thing happened. But I just remember, I think we were, like, I don't know, like, ninth grade in art class. And she didn't show up all of a sudden, and then she was gone for, like, a week, and then she comes back, and she's in a wheelchair, and we're all, like, at our little art table, like, yo, homie, what's up? Like, where have you been? Are you okay? Why are you in a wheelchair? And she's, like, whispering to us. She's like, all right, so me and my boyfriend were having sex, and we're, like, on his couch, and she's like, something happened, and, like, I don't know, something happened to, like, her vagina where, like, she had, like, a blood clot thing or something on the inside of her, and then she, like, couldn't walk, and they had to get the, like, ER people to come in there, and she's, like, on her boyfriend's couch, like, at his house, like, at his parents' house, like, that's awkward, you're, like, a ninth grader, like, so, and then she was in a freaking wheelchair, and talk about embarrassing, because then you're, like, in high school, and everyone wants to know why you're in a wheelchair, and it's a sex accident, like, that's so awkward when other people have to know your own personal business. Like, it's okay if you want to tell people, but if you don't want to tell people, and then they're always, like, prodding, and they just, you know.
Well, I mean, like,
it's none of their business.
She could have told people she, like, broke her leg.
Yeah.
Who told everybody?
Us, though. Well, for
did other people, like, know because someone else told everybody?
Well, she told our art group, like, my little art table. So she personally did. And I didn't never tell anybody, but, like, I mean, I was always afraid. Like, I didn't even know that stuff could happen until I heard that story. So when I had, do you want me to go into my thing?
I think we should go inside and drink some Prosecco.
Yes, okay, BRB.
Are we drinking Prosecco?
Yes.
We can drink a little Prosecco.
Just a little, because I'm tired.
This isn't a full break, just like a mini break.
Yeah.
Okay, I hope this foot cream is... We're creaming our feet.
Oh, are we?
Yeah.
We were recording for...
Yeah, it's best just to...
Okay.
Start by creaming your feet.
Oh.
Well... We both had to look at everything we bought again, and
and we love it all.
We'll say cream our feet again. We had to, I did a try on of almost everything I bought again, just to make sure, took the tags off.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll be returning anything. Yeah, it was weird telling my story again. I guess the more I tell it, I feel different every time I tell it. But, okay, no, I think I feel different because I told the story on the podcast and I was all alone in my room when I told it. Mm-hmm. So it's not like I was actually telling a person to in person, which is always more intense.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, it's probably like the idea of therapy in some ways, like when you tell a person your story in person, you hear yourself
telling the story more.
Yeah. And it, like, makes it real.
Yeah. Oh my god, I have inflamed lungs. I have inflamed bronchioles. We should have got some cheese. I could have labeled it. Like a hard...
I have like pepper
manchego.
Jack. Manchego. I mean, does pepper jack do the trick?
Is it a hunk of pepper jack?
No, they're slices, but you can like...
We can't put a chalkboard in that.
You just need to use the chalkboard, is that what it is?
We need like a brie or like a...
Yeah, I wish we had brie. That sounds really nice.
Havarti. So, you have a story of being accidentally hurt during a sexual event.
Yeah.
We need the microphone closer to your face.
Yeah.
There.
So much closer. Yeah, so, I know what you mean, though, because I haven't really, I've told my story, but it's weird to talk about, like.
It's also nice for me telling you in the car, because we weren't even looking at each other.
Yeah.
Now I'm staring at you.
I know, and I'm getting nervous.
Oh, should I look?
I don't know. So, okay. So, I went through a thing where... After my breakup, well, not really a thing. It's not like it doesn't really matter, but like, I just was like dating around and having fun and kind of hooking up and being a little promiscuous, which I haven't done since like high school. So there was one nice guy, we'll call him Chad or something. Oh God, let's not call him Chad. That's
really bad. I kind of want him. Wait, do we still talk to him?
Yeah. No, not like that. Like, he's my friend. So don't call him Chad.
I
don't know. I kind
of want to call him Chad.
Okay, let's call him Chad. Oh, he's so sweet. Literally the sweetest. I seriously think to this day the sweetest guy I've ever met. So, we were just having a great time, and he took me to the movie theater, and...
Oh, I forgot this.
This is in Michigan, so...
The one movie theater.
Yeah.
In Michigan.
The only one. And we were watching Avatar, and no... Avatar 2. And we were the only ones in the whole theater.
Okay.
And... You know, that's great. So, like, oh, yeah, we have a little theater to ourselves. And I'm, like, I'm always down for, like, a fun time. So, and I'm a little wild. So, which, this isn't, like, the first time I've done something like this before. Definitely not the first time.
But, you and this person?
No, just me in general. Like, but normally I don't do it with guys. I'm not, like, dating, but right. Whatever. So, we start messing around, and then we were like, or I was like, do you want to go in the back? And then, so we like, he looked at me, he's like, yeah. So we like, left all of our things in the front row. Well, we were kind of like in the middle of the rows. So we left all of our stuff there.
Why did you leave all your stuff there?
Because we were going to come back when we were done.
You didn't want to lose once your we, good seats.
Like, what? Yeah.
In the empty theater. Yeah. And you're telling me there wasn't even a single other
person? No, there was not a single person in there.
Did Avatar 2 not do well? Like, what's happening?
I think there was another really good movie that was out at the same time. But also, we, like, went late. So.
Jason Momoa was probably in the other movie.
I think it was, like, Wakanda. The Wakanda, or not Wakanda. The one that was really good. And
I didn't see it.
Don't remember what it was called. But, So when we, like, went up to the top row, we were really messing around. And then we were having full-blown sex. And we were both completely naked in the movie theater. It's in the back row.
Not even, like, your top on?
No, it was just, like, yeah, it was just... I know. So, anyways.
Will you hit the fan?
Yeah.
The song. The story is steamy. And I'm sweating anyway. Okay.
So. So. At first, it was like, okay. And then, all right. I'm trying to not go into too much detail. But. Okay. But. So then I was on top of him, and okay, so he...
Was anyone using the theater seating? Like, were you sitting? Was anyone
sitting? Yeah, like, he was sitting on it, and, like, sitting like you would normally sit. Because if
you
weren't
using the seats, then you could have just gone somewhere else. I mean...
Like, leave the movies?
Yeah, it would have been disrespectful to not use the provided seating.
Right. Because we bought our ticket, so...
Right.
Right. So... I was on top of him, and so I will talk about his penis here.
Chad.
Chad. So, it was, like, it's not very large, like, as in long, but it's, like, stocky.
Chad had a chode.
I don't think it was a chode. It was, like, wide.
It was
but,
girthy.
Yeah, it was girthy, but it was, like, small. Or it was not small. It wasn't small. It
was
wasn't.
It, like a
it wasn't
hamburger?
Long.
It was more of a hamburger than a hot dog.
Yeah, which honestly sometimes is really great. So.
Well.
It was great. It was great.
Okay.
But. So what happened when I'm saying this is, my last boyfriend had a very 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 long like very he's very, well endowed. Penis, so I'm used to like motions with him that I was trying to use with Chad with my body.
Sorry, Chad.
Okay. So, because with my last boyfriend, with my boyfriend, my ex-boyfriend, I didn't have to worry about it falling out or anything like that, so uh-huh. It was just like in there, like. So I was trying to do this motion and I was going hard with that motion and like I would with my ex who loved it and this is when Chad's penis broke my vagina.
Oh my god, Chad.
Yeah, no, literally. So
but Chad's penis was not broken.
Chad's penis was fully intact because
it was like
because it was like eh, whatever like because it was
pillager.
Not like yeah he was just like yeah just pillaging the castle. Oh yeah, so literally when I tell you, like, I know I'm like laughing about this right now because I'm not dealing with it right now, but like when I say like so when I like pushed down on him, his penis like hit the inside of my vagina at an angle and pushed through my vagina, mm-hmm. like through the skin, mm-hmm. and it ripped me, and it was a centimeter and a half, which isn't that big, but because your vagina is vascular, that's what the doctor said.
What does that mean?
Like, it means, like...
Has veins?
It bleeds a lot. Like...
Yeah.
Like, literally, it'd be... Yeah, I know. I'm not trying to, like, creep you out.
Oh, I'm not creeped out. I just had a face, because I always look ugly.
You never look ugly. It was literally, like, taking a cup of anything and just pouring it on the ground. And it was... pouring out of my vagina blood.
So you were bleeding in the theater.
It was all over the floor. Like, I literally think that somebody probably came there and they either thought, I mean, I hope they think it was a red Slurpee that was all over the floor everywhere. I really hope that's what they think it is. It was Theater 11, by the way, so I don't sit in the back seats in Michigan. I don't even want to say, like, what city, but...
Okay.
Yeah, so anyways... It was all over, and then all the, so, like, immediately, and I'm, like, a pretty, like, tough girl. I don't get very, like, weird about pain, but I was, like, like, I was like, like, I don't even know. I was just like, and he looked at me and obviously it was dark. And then I just looked like in the light because I could feel like my, I felt like it dripping down my legs and getting on the ground and just like, and I looked down at my feet and like the lights from the movie were like, you know, flashing. So I could only see like glimpses and I saw that my hands were covered in blood. Like it was like literally, like it looked like I just dumped my hand in like red paint and it was under my nails and like it was all up in my rings. I had rings on. It was everywhere. So then I start, he's like, and he's like, are you okay? And he's like, oh my God, oh my God. And I was like, and I was just like immediately like went in a shock. My body was shaking and I just like grabbed my hand and like put it over my vagina because I, it's literally gushing out of my vagina. And I don't know, like, I don't know, is my vagina still there? Like, what is happening? Did a lip come off? Like, I don't know. Like, do I, did he rip through my butthole? I don't know. Like, I literally had no idea because it was just, like, the most pain. It was so much pain, and it was so quick. And so, anyways, he's like, oh, my God. He's like, okay, we need to. And I was like, okay. I was like, I literally just could not even. I just started grabbing all my things, all my clothes, and I like put my, I was wearing a white shirt that day, which was the best. Yeah, and I was wearing my beige little like pull on jumpsuit.
Every time
pants.
I wear white underwear, I always sharp my off. Literally every time. That's why I don't wear underwear anymore.
True.
It's the rule of white. It always happens.
Yeah, or you just blow out your vaginas.
Right. Well, I haven't done that yet.
So, I went, we walked up to the front row or whatever, where we were sitting again, and we, like, grabbed our things, and he was, like, trying to tell me, like, we need to go to the hospital right now. And, like, blood is still dripping now, and, like, there was, like, that's the one part that I think they probably knew it wasn't like a Slurpee or something because there was like, it was on my feet and I was walking around and I felt like there was like, I was tracking blood throughout. But he ripped off his white t-shirt that was under his sweater and like gave it to me and literally that's what I, like he was like, use this to clot the bleeding. So I like, because I would not stop. It was just gushing and gushing out. And so I put it, like, in my vagina, like, in between my legs. Which, honestly, like, as a woman, that's the most embarrassing thing, like, to feel like. Like, I felt like I was, I don't know, like, all my everything was just. Like, I could not try to, like, be put together at that point. Like.
Well, yeah, I mean.
You know what I mean? Like, you think, oh, you're on a date, you want to look cute for somebody, you want to, and, like, no, I was, like, waddling around covered in blood with his t-shirt shoved up in my vagina. Like, that was the most, like, you felt so small, and thank God he was not, like, such an asshole or anything. He was so kind, and he was, like, he was almost, like, going into shock and, like, having a panic attack because he was, like, trying to make sure I wasn't dying. And that was one thing I did ask him. I was like, because I started spacing out and I started like seeing like like little diamonds or sparkles or whatever, like I was gonna pass out. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Chad, can you please, because I was having a hard time talking, I was like, can you just, like, I sat down, I was like, can you just give me the Slurpee, because we had a Slurpee and I knew that if you're like gonna pass out you need sugar. So I remembered that, and so I like downed the whole Slurpee sitting on the floor covered in blood, and he's covered in blood, and like we're just sitting on the floor, and he's like kept being like, are you okay, are you okay? And then he had these like Sour Patch Kids, and he's like feeding me Sour Patch Kids. And I'm like trying to not, and I go, and I'm like shoving Sour Patch Kids like in my mouth, and I'm like eating the Slurpee, and I'm like, I was like, Chad, oh my God, I'm like forgetting what I was gonna say. never mind. I don't remember what I was going to say. But, yeah, no, this is just, like, oh, yeah, that's what I was like. Am I going to die? Like, am I going to die? And he's like, no, you're not going to die. Yeah, I was like, am I going to die? Because I thought I was going to pass out.
So he was like, we need to go to the hospital. Yeah. And you were just, like, were you just in too much shock to, like, get your body out of the building, or?
I have the most anxiety, so all I thought was, for one, like, I don't really know this guy very well, and although, like, I can trust him, and, like, he's very kind and obviously so helpful and literally, like, there for me, but I was like, I just need to go home. Like, I didn't know what was really happening, so I wanted to be with my family if I was dying. I really thought I was dying because I was losing so much blood. And I just would rather have my mom take me or my sister take me to the hospital if I had to go.
Yeah.
Because, like, when you're in a life or death situation, like, things really change for you, and, like, perspective is just, like, super different. And I was like, all I could think was, I was just, like, survival, and I was like, I just need to go home. Like, I need to be with my family. And then, so I actually drove myself home. I was like, there was a towel on the bottom of my car, like, on my car seat, so I wouldn't bleed all over my car. And then I obviously had a shirt in my pants, and then, like, wearing my pants, and he gave me his vest because there was so much blood, like, all over my beige pants that it literally, like, it looked bad. And we, like, left out the exit, the fire exit for
right.
in the movie theater to sneak away. And he, like, he wanted to take me straight to the ER, so that's not on him, like, that he let me drive or anything, because he was begging to let, like, you know, take care of me, to take me to the ER, and for him to drive. But I was so adamant, like, no, I'm going home. And he's like, okay, well, can I at least follow you and make sure you get there safe? I said yes. So, but yeah, I don't know, just I couldn't go to the ER, just, like, in my mind. Like, I was just, like, I have to figure out on my own. Because kind of like you were saying earlier about, like, you don't even know what your stuff is made of. Like, I just needed to know, like, what was happening to my own body. Because I think more of it was, like, anxiety of, like, I don't know what's happening to my own body.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt so weird and, like, I just had to figure out on my own. And, like, I've never been to the ER, and I've never really had a surgery besides, like, a wisdom tooth, which they just numbed, so I didn't even go under. So, like, I just was so afraid of going to the ER.
Yeah.
If I didn't need to. But, yeah, and honestly, like, so the reason why I asked you that question, too, earlier about, like, did you feel like, you would never be, like, your, like, almost, like, your identity or whatever. Like, not, the idea of not being able to have sex,
mm-hmm.
if that freaked you out or anything, or how did you feel? Because, honestly, I thought, oh, my God, my vagina's ruined forever. I will never be able to have sex again. Like,
mm-hmm.
I will not, and it, and, of course, like, that was in the moment when everything was happening, and I didn't know what was happening, but it was just weird because, like, we do have this identity with, like, our bodies. I mean, like, that's a huge part of us, is our, like, sexual parts. And, like, we want to share that with somebody. And, like, I mean, I knew with, like, Chad, I wasn't trying to be with him for a long time. Like, I liked him, but I wasn't, like, wanting to, like, be with him forever. And I was so upset. Like, oh, my God, what if, like, I was just with this guy that I don't even mean to be with in the long run, and now, like, what if it's ruined, like, and I can never have sex ever again or something with, like, the person that I love. And then, but I also thought, like, oh my God, what if my identity is gone? Like, because sex is, like, a huge part for me personally. Like, I am obsessed with it. So I'm like, oh my God, like, I just realized how much my identity was within that too, which was weird to think about in that way when you think about it being lost or like you could never do it again.
Right.
You realize how much a part of you it is, which I never confronted before.
This also made me think of, like, the first time I got stretch marks. Do you want more?
Yeah.
Like, when we're young, like, our bodies are, like, these, like, little beautiful gems. And, like, when something happens to your body that's, like, irreversible, you're, like, really upset. Like, I remember I smoked cigarettes, and I quit smoking, and I gained, like, 30 pounds in, like 2 months or something. And then I got really bad stretch marks, like, on my inner thighs and on my lower belly. And I was, like, and I was in my 20s, and I was, like mid-20s. I was, like, oh, my God, I'm literally ruined. Mm-hmm. Like, my belly was so porcelain, and now I'm, like, ruined. And it's the same thing. Like, I want my little rosebud, my little buttonhole to be tight and cute. And I, like, had a minor hernia, or not hernia, but hemorrhoid once. And I was like, oh my God, I have a fucking hemorrhoid, like, from pooping too much. Like, my little rosebud isn't perfect anymore. And then, you know, that thing happened with the guy squeezing, and I don't know, just, like, certain things we start to, like, I mean, certain things are just gonna not fall apart, but they're gonna change as we get older. But then when things happen to us too, like
that don't happen to other people. Like, that's when it's like, when it doesn't happen to everybody else, but it's happening to you, or maybe it's just not as common, and you feel like, oh my God, like, I did this, or like, this happened to me.
It feels, when in the moment, it feels very isolating. Like, it feels like you are the only one who's had that experience. I mean, hopefully you come across people later that have had similar experiences, and you can have those conversations, but it's not like there's a support group for torn vagina ladies or something.
Yeah.
But, so talk about, like, you finally did go to the ER.
Yeah, I did. It was, like, a day later or something like that.
And your mother
that.
Took you?
Yeah, I at first, like, obviously I wanted to be with my mom, and, like, when I went home, but then once I got home, she wasn't there, and my sister was doing classes in the back room, so, like, I went immediately to the bathroom, and I started trying to, like, wash the blood all off my body, which, that was intense for me, and I don't know why. Like, I feel like I want to, like, journal about that one day, but I haven't, like, I don't know why that hour washing the blood off my body was so, like, it was a moment for me, and I was, like, crying, because it was, like, the stench of the dried blood all over my body, stuck in my fingernails. Like, I was trying to clean it off my feet, but I was walking, and then it was making footprints of blood all over my bathroom floor, and it was, like, and just, like, the smell, and as it would, like, come off of me, it was just, like, it just felt like the position sometimes that we put ourselves in, and I felt, and, like, obviously I was physically alone in that moment, but I didn't need to be alone. Like, I could tell my sister, who was, like, right next to me, like, in the other room, but, like, I don't know, I just felt like, okay, now I'm facing this on my own, but I've also kind of pushed everybody out. Like, I've tried to deal with this all by myself. And, like, with not wanting to go to the ER, like, I pushed Chad away. Like, I don't know. But that's a different thing. But anyway, so...
Were you, like, mad at yourself that it happened?
I think I was mad at myself. And I was scared, and I was, like, almost, like, I didn't feel like karma or anything like that. But I also kind of just felt like, I don't know. Like, here I was just finally living it up. Like, everybody else gets a chance to, like, live it up, and, like, I mean, I did that in high school, but it's been a while, and then it was, like, ultimately it led me to this, like, crossroad moment of, like, oh my God, I literally thought I might die. Like, being promiscuous, I thought I was actually going to die. Like, I've never had that happen, and, anyways, but, yeah, so I waited. Once I cleaned myself off, then I, like, laid on the couch, kind of like in fetal position sideways because I was afraid of, I was like afraid to move my legs because I still had that stupid t-shirt up in myself because I was too afraid to move it because I was still bleeding. And anyways, my mom finally came home and I was like, Mom, and I like grabbed her hand. She sat next to me on the couch. And I was like, I started crying and I was holding her hand and I was telling her all about like what happened. And like, it's also weird when like, I mean, you don't normally tell your mom about like your sex life, right? But I told her everything because I was so scared.
But can you imagine like not having that relationship with a parent? Like,
yeah,
I mean, like some people wouldn't in that scenario even go home because they wouldn't want to tell their parents that ever happened.
Yeah.
Like, you're the first member of our family I told about my incident. Like, I probably would never tell my mother about that.
Yeah. Thank you for telling me.
Oh, you're welcome. But you're... I mean, that's such a beautiful relationship. I know it's awkward. It's still awkward no matter what. But... So what was your mom's reaction?
She was like...
Was she mad?
She was like mad but also loving. And because I was crying and obviously I felt like... I don't know. She was more concerned that how stupid I was that I could have been caught being naked in a public place.
Completely.
She was like, you literally could have been put on the sex offenders list because of... just trying to like, she says yuck it up because my mom says stuff like that.
Yuck it up.
Yeah,
she's literally yucking your yuck.
I know. I was like Mom, please stop yelling at me. I know. And I'm like still holding her hand crying like, I feel so bad I did this, like, what?
I mean, and I'm sure your mother did things.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know,
but she was like so sweet. She was like laughing at me though too. And, like, I was trying to explain to her, like, how bad it was. And, like, I was like, I really can't move. And she's like, okay, we need to go to the hospital.
So at this point, are you still, like, in pain?
I'm still, like, laying sideways on the couch in fetal position like this with the, you know, like.
Did it feel like cramps or did it feel like you've been stabbed?
It felt like I'd been stabbed and I was afraid to move. Because, like, I didn't know what was trying to, like, heal or clot or whatever. Which, actually, that's the reason why I didn't need stitches, because I clotted. And she said, the doctor said, if I wouldn't have clotted, I would have had to get stitches. But because I did, like, it stopped bleeding, so...
Well, you probably went home and laid down, and you laid still. And
that's why I was afraid to go to the ER that night, because I was like, I knew my body just needed rest. Like, I had been so exhausted. I was so stressed out. Yeah. I didn't want to sit in the ER for 5 hours in an uncomfortable chair. Like, I needed my body to just rest and recuperate because I felt like that was the only thing that was going to help it. And, I mean, it did. Thankfully, I was fine. But, the next day I went to the ER. And my mom went with me. And I was so scared, just because I've never been to the ER, so, like, when you don't know what to expect.
Like, you weren't, like, bleeding by then?
I was spotting at that point, okay. And I, like, TMI, but, like, when I would go to the bathroom, there was blood in what I was going to the bathroom. Like, there was a lot of blood in it.
Right.
So, I was like, oh my god, I'm messed up forever. Like, I thought I was gonna have surgery or something. I mean, I didn't know.
And I don't know anything about the vagina or where that tear was in relation to, like, where you pee.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, when I went number two.
Oh.
It was blood, like, in it, like, all in it.
But you weren't pooping out your butt. Or you weren't bleeding out your butt. You were, like...
No.
It was just, like, you were bleeding in it.
No, I was, like, it was, like, in my...
Well, your anus is, or your rectum is probably near your vaginal cavity, so it's probably, like, moving it around. But I was just wondering, because, like, pee helps to clean things, so, like, maybe it helped if it, but I don't know if, like, the pee passed by the tear.
No, I don't think so, because it was on the inside of my vagina. Like, it was in the back anterior wall.
Okay, and your pee comes out somewhere nearer to the front?
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
I don't know.
Do you know, I don't know if I talked about this on the show or not. This is a total tangent, but I woke up one morning and I was going like, cloaca. Cloaca.
Wait, why do I feel like
chickens have a cloaca?
Why do I feel like I heard you do this?
You didn't hear me doing it when I woke up. This was before you moved here.
Oh, but you told me about it, right?
No, but I think I may have told you about it. I think I told you and David about it.
Oh, but yeah.
I was, like, talking about cloacas. And so cloacas, when an animal has, like, one hole that everything comes out of. Like, so chickens, like, poop and pee and have eggs out of one hole.
Oh, my gosh.
So humans don't have a cloaca, but... other animals do. So you're, because you don't have a cloaca, and I feel like I'm saying that wrong. Anyway. All right, so you went to the ER. What did they tell you?
Yeah, I had to tell them that I, like...
Did you tell them the whole story?
No, I mean, I did. I
feel like you told a lot of people the whole story.
I didn't tell them about the movie theater. I said, me and my boyfriend.
Chad.
Yeah, and he wasn't my boyfriend, but I just didn't want any questions, or I didn't want them to think, like...
Yeah.
I mean, it was some kind of aggressive act or anything, so...
So they... Okay.
I was like, yeah, me and my boyfriend... were having sex, and, like, he ripped me, and, I mean...
Then they didn't go through, like, a list of questions about, like, mm-mm. Was this...
That's why I just, like, that's why I said, like, my boyfriend, because I didn't want to, have to, like, sit there and, like, explain who he was to me or anything like that.
But... What did you tell, I mean, the triage nurse, like, when you first checked in, like, they always kind of ask, like, what's...
Yeah, they were like, why are you here? And I was like, I have a ripped vagina from sex.
That's what you told him.
Yeah, I was just straight up dead. And then, like, her look on her face when she, like, looked at me and then, like, looked down and, like, wrote with her little pen, like, something. I was just like...
Oh, God. I love...
She was, like, quiet, and I was like...
I mean, I worked so briefly in healthcare, but it's like, I will always cherish... because just like hearing the things you hear from people that come to a place of, you know, healthcare and the what you're supposed to say and like what you're thinking and what you don't say.
Yeah.
And like there's so many times you just go, okay.
Yep.
It's just so wonderful.
Actually, I don't know why that reminded me. This has nothing to do with anything. This is a tangent. But I went to, I went to the pharmacy to go pick up medicine. And there was a guy in line, like, right in front of me. And he was, like, the cutest little old man. And he was like, I need a cream. And he was, like, being all, like, secretive about it. But, like, everyone was listening to him. Like, literally, I was listening to him. The person behind me was listening to him. All of the people were, like, kept looking at him, like, who were working there. And then he's like, yeah, I got a sore that's, it's, like, turning into a lesion. And, my girl, my friend, he kept saying my friend. My friend, she's got one too, and the lesions are starting to explode. And everyone was like trying to keep a real straight face. And he goes, so what kind of cream can I put? He said they were like exploding lesions all over their feet and stuff.
Their feet?
I was like, are they on your feet or are they? Is this a sexual disease thing? I don't know. But it was just so funny because everyone was just like very quiet.
Sounds like they were playing Angry Birds.
Yeah.
So was there anything else about that story that you wanted to share with us? You just shared a lot and I'm like, thank you for sharing.
Thank you for sharing that with me, what you said. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I think that was kind of everything. It was just very traumatizing. I just didn't, like, in the moment, obviously now talking about it, being on the other end, it's different because now I know that, like, I'm getting better. But it has been... All right, so that was, like... That was, like, right before New Year's. And it's February... Or it's March. So that wasn't that long ago, but it was long enough where you'd think, okay, well, it's all healed up. And, like, it mostly is, but... I did have sex with somebody who wasn't Chad and wasn't my ex, and I was scared, like, the whole time. Like, I was really, really scared. So I had, like, this, like, weird PTSD. Like, I didn't feel like I could, like, fully be, like, myself in that realm. Like, I couldn't express myself in that way. Because I was, like, honestly so petrified that something was gonna go wrong. Because, like, for the first, like, 2 months after, I could still feel it. Like, it was very sensitive still.
Yeah.
And obviously, they told me I had to be, like, on pelvic rest. They said 2 weeks, but heck no. Like, they should have told me a month or, like, a month and a half, because it was still, like... I mean, it was still really not okay for, like, a month and a half.
I love that they coined this term pelvic rest.
Yeah.
Because that was not told to me when I had my incident. But I think that comes down to, like, the fact that the penis is so outside the pelvis. So they just say, like, rest your penis.
Yeah.
But what... But it also seems like rest your penis is, like, way more, like, exact. Like, rest your vagina would be more exact. Like, pelvic rest. That sounds, like, so, like, sugar-coated. Like,
yeah.
Well, am I not supposed to use my butthole anymore? Like, am I not supposed to, like...
That's your whole pelvic... Like,
take a Zumba class? Like, what do you mean?
Well, they did tell me I couldn't work out. So that was another thing.
Oh.
I wasn't allowed to do any, like, hard labor. Oh, and that's a whole other subject. Like, you don't normally have to tell your... anybody about your sex life, right? Like, unless you want to. Like, that's, like, kind of, like... something you get to tell people if you want to. Like, if you don't want to tell them, you shouldn't have to tell them. But, like, which I know I didn't have to tell my staff. Like, I didn't have to tell my boss, but I did because
you, like, couldn't lift heavy boxes.
Yeah, like, because, like, doctors more. Literally just a tiny, tiny bit.
You have to have more because I have just had, like, the whole bottle.
Oh, God. But, yeah, I had to tell my boss, like, I had an incident, and she's, like, my mom figure, so, of course, she's, like, drilling me. What happened? You're worrying me. Like, what's going on? And, like, and I'm, like, looking at her in the face, and she's looking like I, you know, shot her cat or whatever, and I'm, like, okay, fine, this is what happened. And then
so
I had to...
shot your cat.
Yeah, and then I have to tell her what happened to me, and that's, like, so intimate, and that's, like... you're reliving it, and at that point, it was, like, way fresh, and I was, like, it was hard to actually talk. Like, now it's fine to talk about. It's not a big deal at all, but, like, at that point, because I was still just so scared, like, it was, like, a lot. I don't know, and it's just, like, I don't want to tell my boss about my sex life. Like, this is, like, and then she was, like, mad at me, and, of course, she had her opinion of, like, well, you shouldn't be, like, hooking up with people you don't know, and I'm, like, obviously, you know, she's, like, a different generation than, you know, it's, like, okay, I get it, like, she wants to, you know, it's, like, that mom feeling, you know, that she has for me, so it was, like, I understood, but it was, like, okay, you know, yeah, like, but it happened, like, I'm not gonna, I don't know, so, yeah, there's that whole coin, that whole side of the coin, like, when it happens again, like, it's that PTSD kind of feeling of, like, I'm afraid something else is gonna happen bad, or I, like, really hold back, and I also don't want to have to tell future people, like, oh, you know, I'm trying to be careful because I don't want to rip my vagina again, like, I'm like, that, you just don't want to tell somebody that, but it's true, like, but it's true, but I also don't want to tell a person that I might want to hook up with that I'm afraid about my vagina. Like, you know, some guy, like, I had to tell my ex about that, and that was, like, I was with him, and it was shortly after this event, it was, like, 2 weeks later, and he was like, why don't you want to have sex with me, like, we were literally laying in bed together. He's like, you don't want to have sex with me, like, what's going on, like, why, like, are you...
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I sat in silence forever, and I was like, I just told him because we have that kind of relationship. That was the hardest conversation to have and be honest about that. And then tell him that some other man, like, ripped me and, like, hurt me, like, hurt a sensitive, like, intimate part of me.
Mm-hmm.
But my ex cheated on me, so he had no right to say anything, and he admitted that, but it did still hurt him because he still cares for me as a whatever girl or person or whatever, like, doesn't matter, but
friend,
like a hookup friend girl, like, not girlfriend, but basically, like, girlfriend but not, yeah. Ugh. Like, whatever the day depends on, it seems like. But, yeah, so...
Well, when you're together with someone that intimately for that amount of time, they almost kind of become, like, family.
Yeah.
Whether you like them or not anymore, they're still kind of, like, in your heart, like family is.
Yeah. That's true.
I know, unfortunately. Yes. What was I going to say about that? Something about... Oh, I was going to say that if you want a positive spin on, because I know what it's like to have a fear that future experiences are going to be bad, like the past experiences. Like we all do that. We all say, like, something bad happened and now I'm afraid it's going to happen again. Like every time I go to do something, it's going to be just like that last time. If a positive spin could be like saying, like, penises are like snowflakes. I mean, they kind of are. There's no two penises that are exactly the same. But I mean, like, when you're with a new person, whether it's a partner or just someone you're hooking up with, like, unfortunately, yeah, you kind of can't, like, I don't know, sex is funny because, like, especially when you're having with someone you don't know very well, you're like, everyone wants to show, like, their tricks. Everyone wants to be like, look what I can do.
Yeah.
And I'm good at sex. Look at me. But if you, there was something you did with a previous partner all the time because it worked, like, it might not work with this new person. So
yeah.
I guess, like, just the excitement of being like, every time you're with a new person, like, we can figure this out together, how we work. And obviously, if it's a rando, like,
mm-hmm.
there's a good chance that you won't find a way it works. I mean,
it just is what it is.
Yeah, having sex with random people is, it's a crapshoot. I mean, like, you're not always gonna have good experiences. I've had a lot of awkward sex, although I don't regret any of it, but, well, some of it for sure. Now at this age now though, I don't really want to have bad sex. I'd rather have no sex than bad sex, but and I guess the fear of just random hookups is that it would be awkward or bad. Actually, to be honest, right now at this junction, I might just accept some, like, mediocre sex. But I don't know that I could have too much of that anymore. Like, I'd be like, okay, well,
enough is enough.
We did that tonight, and I don't think I can handle that again. We've learned our lesson. But yeah, so, I mean, just the excitement of knowing that each time you're with a new person, you can be creative and, you know, work, find a way for that to work. But that also is difficult because you have to learn how to express yourself in the moment during a sexual event.
Mm-hmm.
And the other person also has to be able to express themselves. And that comes with Brené Brown. That comes with emotional intelligence. and confidence and self caring about yourself enough to say, like, I like this. I need to tell this person right now that I like this. And it's not like giving them criticism. It's like being like, let's work together to make this sexual experience like really good for both of us, mm-hmm. by communicating.
Yeah.
Which is so granola. I'm pretty drunk.
Okay, so I have to tell y'all.
What?
Drew has been sitting here for the last 10 minutes with his champagne glass on his face.
It feels really good.
Like he's like moving from cheek to cheek.
It's my gosha.
Your geisha.
Geisha?
Wait, no, it's guasha. Guasha.
Do you have your tongue pierced?
No.
Did you?
No.
Oh.
Do I have a divot?
No. I think when you laughed, I saw like your glottis. I saw like your epiglottis. And it was like shiny. And I thought
what's
it was
a glottis? Like, a
little, a little hangy thing in the back of your throat. I oh, thought yeah. I saw like a rhinestone in your mouth. And it was just your glottis.
Ew. That sounds so weird.
Everyone has a glottis.
I thought it was called your...
called an epiglottis.
No, I thought it was called something else. Your uvula.
It is called a uvula.
Then what is your epiglottis?
I don't know.
Oh my god, let's Google it.
That's the Mean Girls response. I don't know. Shut up.
Yeah, I don't know. Shut up.
This has been great. Yeah, we both ate dinner, but it was like, I don't know if we ate enough dinner. And you only ate dinner.
Yeah.
So when you were hungry again in the middle of our shopping, you probably should have, like, actually eaten some food.
It says the epiglottis is a leaf-shaped flap. That word flap should just not
a
be
leaf,
left.
A leaf-shaped flap?
A leaf-shaped flap in the throat.
Say that without a glottis.
That prevents food and water from entering the trachea and the lungs.
Oh, yeah.
It's, like, at the top of your
okay
stuff. But it's not the uvula.
So, the uvula?
It's not the dangly thingy. It's, like,
well, no,
I don't know what that is.
Okay, so there's different glottises, I think, or whatever. But your uvula... it moves into place and blocks your airway when you're like drinking water in Prosecco, but when you breathe it flaps open and it's very easy to choke because it's a dumb system. There's a lot of guitars on the wall and I don't know how to play any of them. But I think I should play us out on a guitar. I wanted to tell a story. So there. No, I'm kidding. Let me grab the guitar first. Because I've chosen it. It's mine. Oh, it's horribly out of tune. Whatever. This is one of 5 guitars my stepfather owns. He doesn't know how to play guitar. Okay. Actually, that's not too bad. I mean, it's like, it's not in tune, but it's like almost like a mode or something. Is it still doing it? Yes. All right. So this is actually funny that I'm holding a guitar because my story starts with, the story is from my time in music school. I went to Berklee College of Music. Where I was a guitar major. So one time I like came home, this was like first or second semester. I lived in the dorms, and I lived with a straight guy named Mike, and he was, like, he's pretty cute, but he, and he, like, was, like,
I like having a gay roommate. Like, I didn't know about gay people, but then I had, like, a gay roommate my first semester in college, and I, like, he really made me, like, understand that, like, gay people were, like, pretty cool. I was like, great, thanks, Mike. He wasn't talking about me, he was talking about another guy who was a total slut, and Mike was a total slut, and, but he was a straight slut. Although one time, he came home really drunk and pretended to pass out on the floor in his underwear, and I was like, are you hoping that I'll, like, take advantage of you? Because that's not consent. So I, like, didn't. But anyway. So one time I came back to the dorm room, and Mike was, like, he had a girl up in it. He had, like, a loft. We both had lofted bunk beds. We both had lofted bunk beds, and they were, like, frantically, like, it wasn't like I walked in on them having sex. It was, like, I walked in on them already freaking out about something, and I was, like, not sure what happened, and she was, like, really embarrassed, and, like, I was, like, oh, I'm sorry, did I walk in on something? And they were, like, no, everything's fine, blah. And she left, and I was, like, okay, what the fuck, whatever. And then Mike was like when she had left, he was like, oh my god, I don't know what just happened. And I was like, okay, well, I don't know what just happened. What just happened? And he was like, okay, so we were like making out, and then, like, she went down on me, and then all of a sudden, like, he was like, there was just, like, so much liquid, like, and we don't know what happened. And he didn't know. He's like, I don't know if I, like, I, he's like, I didn't orgasm.
Did she pee? Like, did he pee?
He didn't pee. He could pee. There's not a glottis in your pee hole. Some guys find it hard to pee when they're erect, but you technically can. You can't pee once you're ejaculating until you're done ejaculating. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. I don't know enough about my own penis. Anyway, so he was like, I don't know what happened. And it was like, he's like, I usually, like, when I orgasm, it's a lot, but, like, this was, like, so much. Like, it was like, and it was like a clear, like, viscous, like, liquid. It went through, like, the sheet, it went through, like, the mattress cover, it went through, like, it was, like, on the mattress. Like, there was so much, and we don't know what happened. And I was like, I mean, she probably hit her gag reflex. She probably threw up. And he was like, no, like, she said it wasn't that. I was like, Mike, she's not gonna admit that she threw up.
Oh.
And, like, if she was going over to your house, like, she probably didn't eat anything. She probably had, like, a cocktail to, like, chill out. And then she threw up on you. So, I mean, we still don't really know.
We'll never know.
It is the,
bane of our existence.
It's the Loch Ness of blowjobs.
Wow.
I know. And I don't remember what that girl's name was. I think it was Becca.
It's probably Becky.
Her name was B E C C A, and sometimes H. Sometimes there's an H at the end of Becca. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thanks, Nevaeh, for coming on.
Thank you for having me. It was so fun. Thank you, Drew, for opening up and sharing your experience.
I actually can't play this guitar for the outro because we have outro music.
We do?
Well, I do.
All right, hit it.
So, you guys, again, please rate, review, subscribe, And don't forget to check out in the show notes our link tree for all of our socials. And if you guys are interested in hearing our older episodes of season one, any of the episodes actually from 2020, you can subscribe for a small fee to hear those episodes. If you want to go back and hear really embarrassing things I said in 2020 during COVID about my sex life and other people's sex lives, you have to pay. So there's that. And of course, you guys, what's that thing I always say? I hope you're filling your holes with whatever makes you happy. Goodbye!
Bye!
This hurts. Why do people play guitar?